We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys wrestling. Districts are coming up this Saturday. We'll have our district recap show coming your way at 6, as we'll give you results of all of our area teams, plus interviews and all that. So let's talk Audubon Wrestling. They are in district number 8, and they'll be heading to Ridgeview. Tyler Christensen, head coach for Audubon, Xyria HK, ICAM, Manny Wrestling with us here on KSOM. And Coach, how are you feeling about your team as you head into this week's district's matchups?
Good. You know, we've been definitely having this hot streak ever since the first week of January, and I'm excited for us to capitalize here at the end of the season. So,
what do you make of the competition that you're going to see this week?
Yeah, I mean, every district's going to be tough. I mean, there's no easy way to become a state qualifier. Lawton Bronson has some really solid wrestlers they'll be bringing in, and same with Alta and GTRA. They're both ranked dual teams, so it'll be good to compete against them. But you know, every team has some guys. So you know, us and Kuhn are pretty scrappy. We've been going back and forth in the dual team all season, and then you know, the rest of the teams also bring some good wrestlers as well. So
right. So what do you see from the road for both Layton and Lane Elmquist? How difficult do you think their brackets are going to be?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't think there's going to be an easy bracket. This is going to come down to us going out and wrestling. I think we're both capable. I think a lot of our guys on our team are capable, and I know what our goals are set for our guys, and I'm excited to see them go out and try to capitalize on them.
So what do you like about Layton and Lane and what they've been doing here lately and how they've been wrestling going into this final tournament before state?
Both those guys have been doing a good job just controlling almost every aspect of the match. They're the ones that are setting the pace, forcing the offense, and typically coming out on top when that is happening. So I'm looking for them to continue that confidence into Saturday.
What about John Rasmussen? He's 40-10 right now on the season. Also, he's a sophomore trying to get back to the state tournament. Maybe was a surprise to go to state a year ago. This year, it's like the other way around. He's expected to go. How has that changed for him?
Yeah, he's had a ton of growth from last year to this year. We knew what he was capable of last year. He just, you know, kept on losing some matches. Maybe he made some mistakes there, but this year he's really grown in the confidence and kind of mindset area of the sport of wrestling, and he's really showing what he can do. So, I'm excited to see him wrestle on Saturday also.
Yeah, so those are some of the guys that stood out for you and led you this year. But you got a large group of other guys that could possibly make some noise at districts. Why don't you go through some of those other guys and what you expect from them?
Yeah, Carter Obermeyer, junior for me, first year wrestling due to injuries his freshman and sophomore year. So I'm excited to see what he can do on Saturday. I know he has some big goals set. He's sitting at 19-4 right now. So it'll be exciting to see him come out and wrestle on Saturday. And then our newcomer, heavyweight ex-basketball player, Lane Meyer. He's sitting at 34-17, and he's starting to really improve, kind of understanding the sport more, and his offense is getting a little bit better. So I'm looking for him to come out and capitalize and hopefully become a state qualifier this weekend. And then, you know, we have a ton of guys that, you know, that kind of how you're saying that John surprised us last year. I think we have a ton of guys that are capable of being state qualifiers. It's just how we show up and wrestle on Saturday. So, you know, our freshman 106 pounder Carson Julesgaard, I don't count him out of any fight. He's a scrapper, and he's coming along quite nicely. And then Ethan Hobrick and Mason Kaspar, two of our middleweights that have done really nice things this year, and I'm excited to see what they can do on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, even a guy like Alex Henkel has the ability to turn it on at a moment's notice. You know, what do you see about the team competition and the fight? I mean, you got to be thinking you might have a shot at you know, getting in there and fighting with a team like CRB for the district team title.
Yeah, I mean, that's always exciting if we do well as a team. Everyone's just going to take care of business and, you know, making sure they're doing what it takes to become a state qualifier, and I think everything else will fall into place.
So what's the overall message that you will say to the guys, talk to the guys about? I mean, this is your chance to go to state. If not, it'd be your last meet of the year. What's the overall message?
Basically just stay on pace. You got to treat it no different than any other meet. You know, we've been trending in the right direction. So keep our confidence. Don't let the nerves get to us and stay on pace.
Well, it all starts at 10 o'clock with the action this Saturday. And again, coming up at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening, we'll have our district recap show and have all the results for Ottoman and see who does get a chance to go to the KC Center and qualify for the state tournament. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck this Saturday. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tyler Christensen, head coach for Ottoman Boys Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.